who keeps you laughing with all the jokes.
It's JB.
He keeps it real around all your folks.
It's JB.
You've been looking and what do you know? Congrats, you tapped into the Javon Show. Who keeps you laughing with all the jokes?
It's JB.
He keeps it real around all your folks.
It's JB.
You know, the outlook will give you some hope. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Javon Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Javon Show. I know what you're saying. You're saying, Javon, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here for like another 2 months. And you're right. But two significant things happened to get me on the air today. Number one, as they classify her online, Swiss singer Tina Turner passed away. She's classified as Swiss singer Tina Turner. I don't like that they took Tina Turner from us. But rest in peace to one of the queens, one of the best to ever do it. Loved her music, loved her. I watched I, Tina, the other day just to familiarize myself again with the great legacy that she left. So rest in heaven, rest in love to the great Tina Turner. That's the first thing that happened to bring me on the air today. The second thing that happened to bring me on the air today was I was scrolling through social media, which is something that I have just chosen not to do while I was on my hiatus. And I saw that the man released new music. And I said, but I'm on hiatus. I don't want to do interviews. But then the man released new music. And so I said, I've got to get on the air because the man released new music. You're saying, Javon, who is that man? Kevin Vassar is that man. Kevin Vassar, ladies and gentlemen, we have Kevin Vassar, the Kevin Vassar on the Javon Show. I just want to please you, Kevin, in this interview, in this interview with you. How you doing, Mr. Vassar?
Man, what's going on, Javon? I'm doing good. I've never been referred to as the man because we serve the man, but I appreciate the gesture. How you doing, brother?
I do believe that he sent you to us on a cloud. So I remember you. Let me tell you where I met you, where you won't ever remember me.
Yes, sir.
It was at the Northern University workshop.
Oh, no, I remember. I remember. That was a moment that I think that anybody who was in the room will never forget that moment.
We will never forget anything about that weekend. But the thing that, so I was a praise and worship leader at my church at home. So when I came back after that weekend on that that next Sunday, we did, and I quote, "Behold, he comes." What did he come on? He came riding on a cloud and he was shining like the sun. And when I tell you that we did the Kevin Vassar version.
The Kevin Vassar version.
Because it was the Kevin Vassar version, I had to stand up on the pews, waving a rag around, and the church went up.
Wow.
And they said, Javon, where'd you get that version from? And I said, I made it up.
That's what we do. That's what the Lord gave it to you that morning. Yes, sir.
I was in the shower, and the Lord said, speed it up to 120 beats. And I said, okay, Lord, that's what we're going to do. So that's the impact you made on my life. But then I also was a person who, I think Napster was a thing back then. So I was one of the download kings of music, but not the Kevin Vassar Project. No, 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 no. We spent money on that bad boy.
Yes, sir. And we appreciate
it. And it did not disappoint. So just know that while you're sitting in that house, that beautiful house that you're in right now, that when I come to visit, I own a square inch.
Yes, sir.
Because I invested.
Listen, we appreciate every seed that's been sown. Yes, sir.
For those who are watching this interview saying, Javon is crazy, can I go ahead and do my first question that I ask to everyone on the Javon Show? Who is Kevin Vassar?
Man, Kevin Vassar is a brother from the south side of Chicago.
Southside.
Southside. But I love Chicago, period. You know, we got this thing in Chicago, Southside, West Side. But I'm from Chicago, but I was born on the South Side and born and raised here. And literally, man, my parents, ministers. And so, man, I was born into the church. And so I'm that kid that on Mondays I was in church, Tuesdays I was in church, 7 days a week. They found activities for us to be in church. And for me, as I look on the other side of it, man, I don't have any regrets, man. I embrace my upbringing, man, because it helped make me to who I am today. And so I love church, but I am very balanced, very well-rounded. I believe enjoying life to the fullest because every day is not promised. But Kevin Vassar is a guy that believes in church and in my personal walk with Christ. I've had a lot of ups and downs, even personally, but I choose to walk on the side of joy, man. It's a decision that we have to make every day. Every day we get up, we have our obstacles, we have our challenges, man, but there's a decision that we have to make, and that's how we're going to embrace that. And so I choose to embrace it with joy, my brother, and that's kind of who I am.
So what's the most sinful thing Kevin has done in the last 24 hours? Don't answer that question.
Hours, the most sinful thing I've done.
Be on this interview. That's probably what it was. Don't even worry. But that's a good question. I love hearing people say that they're grounded and that they're approachable. And that's exactly what you've been. I remember that workshop very, very well where you talked to everybody. And I mean, you were the big man on campus, and we'll talk about big man, pun intended, on purpose in a moment. But you were the big man on campus.
There you go.
at Northern, and everybody wanted a piece of Kevin Vassar. And so you talked to everybody. You shook everybody's hands. Thank God that we didn't have COVID then, because everybody would have got it.
Lord, listen, I believe it was out there. I just think the blood was covering us. That's all. I believe it's been here for a while, but God was just covering. That's all.
But the blood was working.
Yes, sir.
And it didn't lose no power. So you've been, what was the upbringing for Kevin Vassar that allows you to have the success that you have and yet still remain grounded and humble?
So first of all, I want to say that these are prescription glasses, and I'm outside and the sun has them tinted. So I don't want y'all to think I got the Hollywood vibe on me this morning.
No, I was going to put in hashtag Hollywood Kevin. So
I want to make that clear to everybody. But I do want to say that what gave me my upbringing is I come from a huge family. So my father was born with 12 siblings and my mother on her side as well. And so they are from Mississippi. My parents are from Mississippi. And so although I was born here in Chicago, every summer we were in Mississippi for months at a time. And so that Southern hospitality of just being down to earth, you know how it is when you go to the South, you're going to speak to everybody. If you don't want to be spoken to, don't go to the South because people are going to speak to you. And it just kind of, that was the way I was raised. You know what I'm saying? I come from the old school that if my dad was walking around and he talked to someone that he knew and I didn't know him as a child, he would make sure that I spoke to that person. It wasn't, you know, nowadays things are different, but that's the way my parents raised me. And so that's just the way I am. Sometimes it's to a fault. You know what I'm saying? My wife tells me, why are you just always going up and talking to people? You know, if I'm in a restaurant, if I see somebody I know, I'm going to go speak to them. I'm not going to give them an opportunity to come speak to me. So sometimes, you know, I can take it too far and I'm trying to work on that, but that is my upbringing. Yes, sir.
And so with that upbringing in Mississippi, I mean, the Mississippi being inbred in you, but that South Side of Chicago is on you. Are we doing Cubs or White Sox? Because I grew up on the South Side too, but I'm still a Cubs fan.
Oh, we're brothers, 100%. Always a Cubs fan. Now, I love all everybody. I'm Chicago all day. But I'm Andre Dawson. I'm Ryan Sandberg. I'm the Cubs all day. All day long. Yeah. Sean Dunstan, that's my guy. Shortstop up. That to me was the best ever to do it. Yes, sir.
Are you cool with Sammy Sosa or no? Are you one of those Cubs fans that's cool, or are you not cool?
The record. I'm cool with dark skinned Sammy. Now this new Sammy, we gotta get to know him. So yeah, I'm used to dark skinned Sammy.
We've been a lot of those Sammy kind of been through some things, but thank you, dark skinned Sammy, for everything that you did.
Can't take it away what he did.
Not at all. So you grew up Southside. You grew up around Harold's Chicken.
100%.
You grew up around Lou Malnati's Pizza.
Yes, sir. Giordano's.
Giordano's. That's fine too. I grew up in the Southside, Wild Hunnets, but I transferred to Dalton for high school, where there was an Italian Fiesta, and it changed my life.
I was just getting ready to say that right. See, people don't know about when you talk about Chicago, they're always talking about deep dish pizza. But if you really
keep that. Chicago,
Mm-hmm. Italian Fiesta is the way to go. I only need one in Dalton. It's not far from me now. That's me all day long, sir.
That's where I grew up. I grew up in Dalton, two houses down from Rick Party. That's the life that I lived growing up. So you understand what I'm talking about. If I got my Italian Fiesta pizza and the entire Fiesta word wasn't covered in grease, I took it back. I said,
if there's no grease in the box, you're at the wrong location. You're at the wrong location.
So that is what I grew up on. And growing up, I grew up as an athlete. So I was 220 pounds, soaking wet, straight, slender, 6'4", my entire 4 years of high school, never gained a pound.
Wow.
Now, in older life, I am humongous. My question to you is, how does the Kevin Vassar that I knew in Northern University lose half of Kevin Vassar?
Here it is. Well, now we're going to go into probably a deeper conversation, because I was definitely, my max weight, Javon, was 360 pounds, and I was not healthy, but just, embracing the lifestyle that was given to me. You go sing, you go to Harold's. Come on, everything we're talking about. It's late at night.
Fish the heart, salt and pepper, lemon pepper.
Salt and pepper, lemon pepper, mild sauce, and hot sauce, though.
And hot sauce. You know the South Side is in Kevin Vassar. Please continue.
Then you do rehearsal. After rehearsal, you go to Italian Fiesta. So this is a regimen that is not healthy. And so because of that, I picked up weight. Then also, as I go into another segue of my testimony, is that I suffer from a disease which is called FSGS, and it attacks the filters of the kidney. And so from that, I had to be on dialysis. I don't think I was on when I did the workshop with you guys, but I was on dialysis for 15 plus years. And so while I was on dialysis and still doing my thing, though, not using it as an excuse, still doing ministry and still doing what I feel God called me to do, I wanted to a better way of living. And so a lot of times, man, we speak in tongues and God's going to do it, but there's something that God requires of us.
It's some work.
And so it's some work that we have to do. And so for me, to be on the transplant list here in Illinois, at that time I was obese. And so I had to meet certain requirements and certain regimens to be able to be at the top of the list. And so I began to, as I made my ministry a priority, I began to make Kevin a priority, my health. And so I took a journey and started to do that. And over the course of time, I think it's been like, I'm going on 4 years now in August, man. It's been four years that I lost over 160 pounds. And I'm not going to kid you and say that it's easy, because Harold's is still very much present. You know what I'm saying? And so it's a journey, but I make it a priority to keep my health at the top. And so I was able to do that, and was able to get my transplant last year, July of last year.
Congratulations.
Man, we've just been riding that train, man. So that's why you see a new Kevin, because listen, I want to be around a long time. So I'm going to do my part to make sure that I stick around, my brother.
You had a chance to do something besides music once you became an adult and decided to stick to music. What was it about music that made you stay connected to it and made you continue to strive to pursue that dream of releasing music?
You know what? Music gives me more than I give it. It literally is my language. It literally gets me through my tough times. It literally is my way to express myself. And I really don't even know how I would define Kevin Vassar if music wasn't a part of who I am. And not just singing on stage. I'm talking about just every day. If I hear a song that connects with me, man, that thing will literally stay with me the entire day. My wife is like, please cut that song off, because I just understand the language of music. And so as I got older and I started seeing different avenues, and so I think music is just a part of my ministry. So my passion is just ministry, whether it's singing, whether it's speaking, whatever it is to encourage others. I know that that's my lane, but music has always been, ever since I was a kid, man, and just the way it makes you feel. Those that know, they understand. Those that don't, I get it. But for me, man, I can't even see myself without it. I'm just going to be real. Yeah.
And I get that. So when it comes to music, you put out the two projects, right? So Glad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was the name of Only You Can Deliver.
Okay.
Yes,
Only Can Deliver. So I want to go back to So Glad, 2006, So Glad.
Mm-hmm. When I sit back and look and listen to it, and I'm really honestly contemplating re-recording that whole experience.
Ooh, simply I will be there.
it's not a time that I do any new music that people that have followed my journey don't come up and remind me of what that record meant to them. And mm-hmm. so I would say one song that I still sing to this day, and I do all of them, but one song that stays in rotation that everybody loves was written by my brother Tony Titwell, Highest Praise. I still do that. It's still relevant. But really, man, I'm really thinking as we're talking, man, that a song that stands out to me. I would say Highest Praise, and I would also say the song we opened up on, it was called One Touch. That song too. But the whole record, man, it's so sentimental to me because it was like I recorded that record just stepping out on faith, man, and God just took it and really just placed it where I didn't even know it was going to go that far, man. Like I'm saying, till this day, there's not a week or a season that goes by. If I go out to an event, concert, somebody's going to come remind me of that record, man. And so it just blows me away that I dropped that in 2006 and people still remember the music.
And then it took 7 years for us to get Only You Can Deliver.
Yes, yes.
So from that project, I'm just going to let you know now. It came out, it stayed in rotation, it replayed over and over and over again. And then this morning, preparing for the interview, I'm like, well, let me just refresh it. And I found myself getting the same chills today that I got then. That's the power of that record. Was there anything that stood out from that project?
Only You Can Deliver, the lead song. Actually, the workshop that you're talking about that I went to, that was the first time I released, birthed that song and sang it.
Really?
And yeah, so that's why it'll always be a moment that I'll never forget. Me and my brother, Philip Feaster, we had just kind of stumbled on to writing that in worship, in church. I was serving at a church called New Beginnings, Pastor Corey Brooks, where Philip's the minister of music, and doing worship, just flowing. God birthed that song. And so we had been messing with it. And so when we came to the workshop, it was such a level of expectation from everyone in that room that when we began to do it, literally, we couldn't stop singing that song. And so that song will always be near and dear to my heart because it's my testimony. You know what I'm saying? Even till this day, I think so many times we look for help in the wrong places, man. But during that time in my life, I was realizing that I'm surrounded with my family. Oh man, you're gonna pull up Big Kevin. You're gonna pull up the large Kevin. But I'm surrounded by family. They love me. They want to see me do well. But there are some seasons that we go through that only God, man, can really snatch us out of some situations that we're dealing with. And so that's why that song is so personal to me.
Yeah. The song is so powerful, and that when it goes that Lord, I'm crying, that cry of a song, it makes me wish I could sing so bad. I wish I could sing. And you came to Illinois State University for another workshop. You did it there again. Sang at Phillips Dash Church, Mount Pisgah, when the clip that I was just showing there, and I mean, took us out again as if we had never heard the song before. So that's one that when it plays, it definitely gives me chills. So you put out these monster projects, right? Mm-hmm. And then the first one is 7 years apart. And then you said seven is just not long enough.
You keep a good record, Javon.
I'm trying to hold you accountable, sir. So then you have the nerve to put out something that I wish people could truly, and if they don't have to believe me, of how dope this song is.
And it's just one of those type of songs, man. I literally wrote this song while I was on the waiting list to get my transplant, Javon.
Mm.
And so the name of my recording was I Believe. And literally God told me to have the live recording, called it I Believe, for those that were believing God for something special, not putting myself in the equation, because it reminds you, I've been on the transplant list or been waiting for almost 15 plus years. So I was just really at the point of, God, you got me. I'm still doing well on dialysis. Let's keep it moving. But for other people. And so we prepared, mm-hmm. and the recording was on July the 17th. On July the 16th, the day before that Saturday, I received a call from my hospital telling me that there's a potential match for me. Now, I had received these calls before. It didn't work out. Still giving God the glory. I know my time is coming. So I got that call. All right. It's cool. The day of my live recording, the live recording started at 6 o'clock. We were doing sound check at 4 o'clock. My phone rang doing sound check. We have definitely found you a match. You could go ahead on and do your live recording. When your live recording is over, we want you to come to the hospital. Literally finished my live recording, shared my testimony during this song, I believe. So that's why I had to give you guys, you know, the energy that was in the room from the song, left my live recording, went to the hospital. And that next morning, July the 18th, man, I received my new kidney. So literally I spoke it. I believe God for it. I put it in the atmosphere, but I want to be clear. I was literally put in the atmosphere because I believe when God told me it was going to be miracles, signs, and wonders, that it was going to be for other people. I had no idea that God had me at the top of the list. And so this song, literally, today is my testimony because everything that I'm doing about my belief in God. So I've also launched a new clothing line, which has nothing to do with just about apparel and fashion. But I understand that my lane now is to help encourage people that I believe in God, not just for kidney health reasons, but for whatever you believe in God to do. The word of the Lord, listen, the power of life and death is in our tongue. And so I believe in everything that we're saying, singing, wearing, faith over fear, believers. The logo that I have is BLVRS, which stands for believers. And so whatever you are leading God to do, man, you got to put that thing into action. My scripture for the recording was Mark 11:23, where it says, everything that you pray for, believe it and receive it in my name, and it will be yours. These are not just stories. This is the word of the Lord God has given us. And so for me, I am literally walking through what God has promised me. And my job through this song, through my ministry, is to help somebody else that even right now, Javon, they're watching us right now and they're having a tough time believing God for something. Listen, I'm saying, dust yourself off and believe God again, because he will fulfill his promise for you. It may not be tomorrow, but you got to learn how to wait and trust that God's going to do it.
I'm so upset with you right now. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
That rings so true. When I listened to the song this morning, I couldn't understand why it was sending chills up my body. And people don't really think that I'm just podding right now. You know, oh, he's on the shoulder. No. You have to understand, this goes back to Northern, Behold, He Comes Riding on a Cloud, to Only You Can Deliver, to the other great songs you've written. And then fast forward to this month has been like madness for my career, and how so many things have just the last 2 weeks all started coming together at the moment where I was ready to stop believing that it was going to come together.
Absolutely.
So then to say, you know, because I'm on, like I said, I'm on hiatus from doing the show. So
and when thank I started, you so much for coming off of your hiatus. Oh, to
do listen, I'm honored, man. And so when I finally heard the song this morning, it broke me because I have been believing. But I'm like, but why? Like, come on, Jamon, it's just Kevin. But then you have to realize that you're just not just Kevin. You are truly a vessel used by God to encourage those of us who need to believe that he is the one that can deliver, that he is the one that has the power, and we just need to continue to believe. So it's that faith that has kept me going and that has put me in this place where I am right now. And the song this morning was a reminder of that. I'm not going to do this with you today because I got a fun show to do. So now we're going to transition because I want to get back to my fun part because you got me up here tearing.
That's what we do, man. I'm all about the fun. I do want to say this, though, and I want to, before we move, because I think I want to be responsible and say this to everyone. I've been asking God for a new kidney for over 15 years, and it took 15 years. And so some people will look at that. And then I'm even take it further. I had a transplant before this one, and that kidney did not, it worked for 2 years. Then once they found out that my reason originally I was diagnosed with having kidney failure because of high blood pressure, which is what they do to all African-American men because high blood pressure is so prevalent. But I was misdiagnosed, Javon. It was because of this disease that I have. But I didn't find that out until after I had my first transplant. Some people had the nerve to tell me that because the first transplant didn't work, that it was something that was fought on my end and my faith, but it has nothing to do with that. So I need people to understand that scripture that I quoted to you, Mark 11 and 23, we have to learn how to pray and believe, but we have to learn how to pray and ask according to God's will. Yes. And so a lot of times what we think we want is not God's will. And so for me, what I'm believing God for and things beyond this, God, I want it to be according to your will because your will is what's best for me. And then we receive what God has for us because it's according to his will. So a lot of times I think we get frustrated when things are not working out and God is saying, well, did you check in with me to see if this is my will for you? And so that is what I need everyone to remember as you believe God. Make sure that you tap in and that you have a connection with him so that you can make sure that what you're reaching for is not on the other end going to bring destruction to you versus what you're reaching for is going to be something that's going to help you, push you to get to where you're trying to go. I hope that makes sense, but that's where I'm at with my life because a lot of times when things don't work out, you know what I'm saying? We're saying, okay, well, what's wrong? It's like, no, you got to remember God is sovereign. And I say this with all honesty today. If tomorrow, if I get a call from my doctor tomorrow, I'm still on my mountaintop saying God is who he is because I am a believer in the will of God. And when we get to that point, that's for the mature Christian. When we get to that point, then our journey is going to be a lot more smoother.
And then he put back on the glasses. That's the mic drop. That's the mic drop, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate all of this so much, Kevin. And there's only one more thing that I need from you. It's something that, again, everybody goes through on the show. So I apologize in advance Creative Showcase. I promised Erica 30 minutes. So like I do with most women, I lied. So I apologize in advance, Erica, that we're going over the 30 minutes, but this is I just need to get this out of my system real quick. This Creative Showcase is where we give the people an opportunity to hear you do something that they wouldn't otherwise know that you do. So we all know that you know praise and worship. We all know you know scripture. We all know that you are the man when it comes to the church music. What is a style of music, of genre of music, a form of music that most people would not know that Kevin Vassar knows, and can you please showcase it for us today?
A style of music. Well, you know, man, I'm all over the place, man. So I love CCM music. That's number one. Now, if you get in my car, my family tell you, I am all CCM music simply because I love that. I love when you get creative with your pen, you know what I'm saying? And we just don't stay in the box. But I love all types of music. And so one of my all-time hits that I always love to say, I'm about to date myself, is from that wonderful gospel quartet group by the name of Guy. And that lead singer, his name was Brother Aaron Hall. One of the songs I used to love to sing all the time. From the first time I saw your face, girl, I knew I had to have you. I wanted to ram you in my warm embrace. I think I messed up the lyrics. Vision of your lovely face. Come on, we got our hands up. All my love is for you. Come on, that's all I got. That's all I got. Somebody's about to get mad. They're not gonna listen to my music now because they know I groove to that.
Whatever you want.
Hallelujah. That's right. And I will say right now, what's really getting me going, man, is the whole Afro beats situation. Now, I don't know what they're saying half the time, but
it don't matter.
What's my new guy? I'm unavailable. Whatever that new song is, man. That's definitely blessing me. But if it's good music, I'm with it 100%.
Mm-hmm. You're the only one I want in my life.
Yes, sir.
Yes, God.
I'm talking about the old Aaron Hall. Now we're praying for him. Now I saw him on this new tour with New Edition, and so he's on the prayer list. We're praying for him right now. But old school Aaron Hall. he can do no wrong, Dad.
I love it. I love it. I love I'm a 80s, 90s R&B guy anyway. So that's right up. You know, you give me some Jodeci.
It was the best time. Yeah.
When is the Kevin Vassar 90s R&B throwback album coming out?
You know what, man? We're going to keep working on that, man. Because listen, I'm going to pull out. It's not just going to be 90s, man. I'm old school, man. So I like the, you know, yeah, I'm old school, man. But that may be something I may consider doing.
I love it. I love it. Before we go, people have to know how to get in touch with you so they can, number one, get the album. And ladies and gentlemen, I tell y'all this every week or every time we do a show, don't stream the music. Buy the music.
Yes, sir.
The music. It's a single. Get the single. And then when the album comes out, get the album, even though you already got the single. Yes, you do that. And then number two, when you have a show called The Javon Show, you can publicly ask for the 14-minute version of the song and maybe receive it. So for those who are hosting a show called The Javon Show and you happen to have Kevin Vassar on your show, make sure you ask him for the 14-minute version publicly so that maybe, just maybe, he'll send it to ajvmprod@icloud.com or IJVA.
I will. I'm sharing my testimony in it. It's a situation. So
we're gonna be DVD?
Yes, the video, we're gonna be dropping that next. Yes, sir. Oh no, So first of all, my apologies to everyone for taking so long to drop this new project. I have been working, you know, I serve a fellowship. And so I was a very key part of working with Pastor Charles Jenkins with those records we did. I dropped a record with my family group, Kinsmen. So I have been busy, but I have definitely made a promise that I'm not going to take this long to drop new music. I'm already working on my next album after I drop this one. So
beautiful.
End of this year, top of next year, I'm definitely going to be dropping more new music. But to get in touch with me, simply Kevin Vassar, Facebook, Kevin Vassar, Instagram, at Kevin Vassar, Twitter, everywhere is Kevin Vassar. But I want to be clear that when you're looking for this single, I'm introducing a new group of singers on this single. And so the name of this is Kevin Vassar and Believers, BLVRS. Some amazing singers on the whole project. So the single's out today. We're looking to drop this that full project on the anniversary of when I got my transplant. So July the 18th, we're looking to drop the full project. And it's going to bless everybody because it's literally walking out my testimony. And as I also mentioned, we're dropping a new clothing apparel for those that are believing God. And that is brvrs.org. So it's available now. It's a soft open, but we're going to do an official launch of that website for people that want to just get the merchandise, not just to look good. Now, you're going to look good now because I believe in that. But to help you push your message and help you encourage your faith so that you can continue to believe God for what he's going to do for you.
And when I come off hiatus, I'm going to be wearing a t-shirt or a sweatshirt of yours. I'm going to do that. Now, to go a little bit, and then I want to let you go. We got to go a little bit behind the gospel music just so I can ask you about people that aren't you. Philip wrote this song with you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you all were at New Beginnings, and that's when you all wrote the other song, Only You Can Deliver, right?
Yes.
Okay. Any other songs being written by Phil on this album? Because Phil's pen is ridiculous.
Every song. Philip is he's Batman and Robin. I don't do records without Philip Feaster. So I met Philip when his feet could barely touch the pedals of the organ. Okay. It's a true story. And so we started really vibing together when we were working with Percy and Gerald Gray, the Gray Boys. And so my first record. You got to know when you connect with someone. And so every song on this record, me and Philip co-wrote the whole record together and produced it together and the whole nine. So no, it's me and him are definitely partners for life.
Yeah. And that's family right there. I was just in a wedding last year with his wife. Y'all know, you know, Angel.
Angel, everybody knows Angel. It's the same team. So Philip is the producer. Angel vocally produced this record for me. And so, Angel's been with me since the first record. She's been on all three. And so she vocally produced this record. And so, it's a family affair without a doubt.
Angel's family, Phelan family. You should listen
He's on the record too. Phelan's on the record as well.
Make sure you listen to the niece, Madison Symphony.
Okay.
She's in Atlanta. she will be leading a song on your next album. Her and Phelan probably do it, I guarantee
it. I think she was going to sing on this record. Angel had her, but I don't think she was able to get to rehearsals in time. So yeah. I'm familiar with her. She was at the recording as well. Now, listen, their whole family. And
Xavier, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
No.
And then we've also had Nate on the program from Fellowship when his album dropped out. So yes. Really proud of him. So you're around great people. Oh, was Tiff over there at New Beginnings when you were there? That's my last question.
Tiff Joy?
Yeah.
You know what? Tiff came after me, but no. Tiff is my... I was with Tiff Wednesday night. So she's my sister as well. We all come from the whole New Direction thing and just coming up and singing. So listen, Tiff Joy, let me tell you something. We were at this rehearsal. It was a sing-along rehearsal. Some people from Sweeten were in town. And when that Tiff Joy, I don't care how many times I've heard her sing, you're amazing. When she starts to sing that, listen, that thing, she is a jewel. And I know America, the world knows her from singing that with Ricky Dillard. But when they really experience her ministry as a whole, Tiff Joy is a problem. She's a problem.
I'm bringing a tour to Chicago. It's a gospel music tour, and I'll get in touch with your people. But my goal is to have you, the Believers, the band, the whole thing on that tour with us. So we'll talk it up. We'll hook it up. But Kevin, listen, I'm dead when I say this, that today I had no plans to come on and do this show. But I had to let the world know. So we're going to cut up this interview. We're going to put out the reels. We're going to put out the shorts. We're going to put out your testimony. And we're going to be pushing this because I want everyone in the nation to have a listen to this testimony because it is important. It is amazing. And you are a gift. So I thank you for coming on the show, for accepting this invitation. I thank you for being the person who you are and continually staying steadfast to that, not changing, not wavering. I've used way too many big words in this interview. I think I'm out of them. So thank you, Kevin Basser. Thank you to your team. We really appreciate you coming on the Javon Show.
I appreciate you, man. Man, much love and to you, man. You keep doing your thing as well as God continues to enlarge your territory, man. I see everybody that you're interviewing, man. So it's an honor to be a part of this platform today. And, man, let's do it again. I'm going to drop the project and whatever you have, the tour, please let me know, man, because we're connected as well, man. Everybody that was in that room, God connected us. And so whatever you got, man, just let me know and I'll definitely make sure I'm available to do it, man. Much love to you.
I appreciate
and success
it.
To your son, man. Listen,
thank you.
NBA draft number one. We're gonna be at the games together. That today.
Let's go. Let's go. And yes, then you and I'll do a duet for the national anthem.
Absolutely. I got it. I'll let you stand and just you can just do that, and then I'll do my best.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kevin Basser. Go pick up the single today. Do not stream it. Go buy it. It's called I Believe. It is 7 minutes of greatness. You will not be disappointed. On behalf of Elevate Magazine, Dr. Nasha Thompson, Dr. T.L. Holmes, and the entire team, thank you to my assistant, Shay, and to everyone associated with
it. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you, Shay. Peace, and we will see you next time. Hopefully, I'll stay on hiatus. Bye.
All right. Get a little bit crazy.